This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Joe, tell me, and be honest, don't hold back. What do you think of my Irish jig?
Scale of 1 to 5?
Yeah.
Geez, I would go with a 4.
Yeah, I thought it'd be strong.
Yeah.
Strong.
I think he's got to work on keeping his arms straight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I think it's really impressive how you get that one leg up and touch it.
Yeah.
Like that.
What's very crazy cool. is I'm surprised the wig can stay on.
Right.
Since there's not other hair to grab onto.
Yeah. Yeah. As Abigail put it the other day, what do you think of Pop's hair? It's short.
It's very short.
She's 3. So, Madeline Mitchell's here. Madeline, Maddie, what do I call you?
You can go Maddie. We're
Maddie?
Friends now.
Yeah, we're tight. Maddie is a 2019 St. Pat's Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have you here. You're going to do the parade, but what are the other duties?
Oh, it's a year-long commitment. We were talking about it before, but we're definitely in like the thick of it right now. But I was just saying I just shot the puck at the Blackhawks game on Monday, which was an absolute blast.
In your sash?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That can't be easy.
Was it sash over jersey? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was great because the Plumbers Union that puts on the parade, they treat us literally like royalty. And they're
great people.
Oh, my gosh.
They really are great people.
Absolutely wonderful. But they got us jerseys, and on the back of them, they had them like embroidered, and mine said
the real deal.
Oh, queen? With 19, because the year. And then my court girls, theirs said court. It was, oh, my gosh, it was so much fun. We had a blast.
And we just talked off the air. You're engaged. Imagine her every time, you know, she wants to win a fight. She just puts on her Blackhawk sweater and just points at Queen.
She's engaged. She just got engaged in December, and it's the most beautiful ring. It's an emerald green.
Thank you.
It's emerald cut, emerald green.
Yeah.
Surrounded by diamonds.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you guys.
Perfect for a St. Patty's Queen.
Goes with the theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that actually happened before you won, what do you? When is, I don't know. Is pageant the right word? How do they pick you?
Yeah, we call it the contest.
Okay,
but so it's one day in January at the Plumbers Hall, and there are about between around 20-25 judges. They're all tied to the Irish community somehow, and the rules of the contest are you have to be 18 to 28,
okay,
never married, of Irish descent. And
100% Irish descent, or can you be a mix?
You can be a mix.
Okay.
Yeah. But so I think over 100 girls this year tried out, which was great because, I mean, I met half of my closest girlfriends sitting in the basement of the Plumbers Hall just because we were doing the contest together.
Okay.
But it lasts all day. There are a bunch of different rounds. They keep cutting it down at one point.
Have you ever done contests like that, pageants,
no,
things like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely not.
So is it nerve-wracking?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
I mean, it's like interviewing on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking for someone who can carry themselves well, mm-hmm. who can articulate themselves, be a good representative for the Plumbers Union. And
does it help that you're a teacher and you're in front of people all day?
You know what? I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Hinsdale Central.
About
and
college.
Now I'm working there. DePaul.
Undergrad and master's.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you talk to kids in classroom settings all day?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you teach?
I'm English.
And you also coach of the debate team?
Speech team.
Yeah. Oh, speech team. I've called it the debate team twice now.
Right. Speech team. Hinsdale Central.
And you're state champs.
Yeah.
You should just agree.
State champs.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's kind
of a really crazy year already, and it's only March.
Now, I'm sorry, Steve, but when you won your title, you know, you were just a regular teacher, and then you come in one day, now you're the St. Patrick's Day Parade Queen. Do you announce that to your students, or are you like, hey, guys, now, did you walk in with sash and just put it right
wear
in front
the crown
of their face?
Subtly?
You know, like, is it, how'd you tell
It's so
them?
Funny. They were so sweet. The first thing that I actually had to do, like official duty, is I went on Windy City Live, and I was terrified, absolutely terrified. But it was super fun.
You should be. That Cheverini is so mean.
It was super fun, but just to be on live television, I was like, oh my gosh. And then right afterwards, all my students were like, Ms. Mitchell, you were fine. You sounded great. And I was like, you guys, I don't know how you do it, because I'm coaching you, and I was up there like kind of panicking. But it was a lot of fun.
How long have you taught?
I'm looking for a teaching job right now. I just finished my master's at the end of November.
Okay.
So I'm doing some like long-term subbing here and there, but I've been coaching at Central for the last like 5 years.
How long did it take you to get used to being called Ms. Mitchell?
I'm still kind of getting used to it.
Right?
Yeah. And it's funny because I work with my former coaches. So starting to try to call them
colleagues.
And yeah, it's really fun. But it is interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is weird, though, because there's a lot of teachers. I'm friends on Facebook with teachers I had, and I feel uncomfortable that they say their first name to me.
Yeah.
Like, they're still, you know, Miss Prasser.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a small town. It's like if you ran into the teacher at the grocery store, the local IGA.
Yeah.
You go, oh, hi.
and they tell you, they're like, we're normal people, too. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. You're Mr. Hugo, the mean math teacher.
You live at the school.
More coming up in just a second. You want to say hi to anybody, by the way? Anybody you want to kiss up to?
We are talking to about my fiance, so hi, Tyler. That's about it.
And you and Tyler will be married next year.
Yeah, next year.
Okay. And Sandberg, I think you already got an invite.
I did.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I've got all the details.
Now I'm the queen. I got a lot of people to invite.
Right.
So.
Right, exactly. Everybody's your best friend.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thank Bill Rancic. Bill Rancic's going to be in here in a little bit. And our friends at RPM, they sent over the world-famous meatballs.
Oh, you didn't say it was those meatballs?
Yeah, from RPM Italian.
Oh, those are good.
And the only problem is they didn't send over plates. And
just
they
holding it in your hand then?
No, they assumed that that we had plates here. So I took the top off the meatball container and turned it into a plate because I'm a survivalist.
I would have went and got you a plate maybe from somewhere if I didn't know you were going to eat. Sometimes you wait till after the show to enjoy.
Yeah, well, you know, on my new healthy eating thing that I'm doing, I'm limiting myself to two meatballs as opposed to 200.
So didn't you just leave everybody else with cold meatballs?
Yep.
Do
you want to throw any corned beef on there today? Or?
You know, they didn't send any.
When you said that.
These are great meatballs, though.
When you said Bill Rancic is going to be on, Maddie just. The queen went nuts, so she's going to stick around for a little.
You know, it's funny. I've never seen a female when I mention Bill Rancic who goes, oh my God, he's hideous.
I know. Everybody loves Bill.
He's just so nice.
And he's a gentleman. Yeah, no, he is so nice.
He is a good guy. Yeah, good guy, good dad, good husband, and a good friend.
The guys who are most attractive are the ones who treat their wives like queens, mm-hmm. and he is so outwardly in love with his wife, and that makes him just dreamy.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. And he's appropriately afraid of her, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Madeline Mitchell's here. Maddie from the PPG Paints Green Room to the Steve Cochran Show. And you like our view?
Oh, my gosh. It's stunning.
Right?
You really have the best view.
It's probably the best view in the city.
Yes, I would agree.
I don't think anybody has this. All right. So as the queen, when do you have to be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade? And how cool is your float?
So I actually get to ride in a carriage.
Oh, of course
cool.
You do.
But the whole day, I mean, it's like a full weekend. We kick it off with all these different events. And so Saturday is going to, we're all going to, there's a beautiful mass at Old St. Pat's.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dignitaries from Ireland are coming over for it. And it's just, it's gorgeous. They've got Irish dancers that dance through the aisles. And there's a breakfast. And then right after that, we all go over at noon. It kicks off at Columbus and Balboa.
It's got to be fun for your dad.
Oh, he's... My dad is also a union labor guy. He's an iron worker.
Oh, there you go.
So to be just, I mean, he's freaking out. My whole family.
To be recognized by the plumbers union? That's my little girl.
Exactly.
Well, Maddie was telling me off the air that this is her fourth year involved. She was part of the court the last 3 years. So
okay.
This like has been a ramp up to a really fun. She said that it's been great every year.
Oh, every year.
They treat them so well, the plumbers union and everybody involved. So your dad is like. Once you've been the queen, can you be a part of court next year? Or
so once you win, like that is you're done. So
okay,
then I'm going to be crowning the next queen next year, which I am very excited to do. Just to be inducted into this like group of women. I wasn't in a sorority in college, and it kind of feels like actually today after this, I'm going to a former queen's luncheon with all the queens from the last.
It's nice of you to say, but I wouldn't give up the crown. I just keep it.
Well, I get to keep the crown.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where's the shadow box?
Where's the former Queen's luncheon?
We're going to Joe's Seafood today.
Oh, nice. That's a fabulous place.
It's a great restaurant.
Awesome. Yeah, but it'll be fun.
Are you going to work the crown?
It's no RPM.
Are you going to work the crown into your wedding?
I don't know.
Veil on the crown?
Maybe. Pull a Meghan Markle a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
If you turn around, there's my friend Bill Rancic right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. He's actually here. It's great to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
It's not
Thank
just a
so
great
much.
Smile. You have the entire package. You get a great personality. You're teaching kids.
Thanks, Steve.
It's all good.
Thank you.
We're proud of you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So get out there and have fun this week.
I will.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.